Welcome to this second edition of Daily Devotions. Today we consider another precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Jesus, the captain of our salvation. Read with me if you have your Bibles. If you don't have, you might want to stop the video for a second and then come back and get your Bible, or you might simply want to listen. Read with me Hebrews 2, verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Now the first thing that we want to notice is, what is a captain? What is a captain? Well, the word really means a ruler or a prince or a chief leader. Someone who is the chief commander of an army. And this is an army that is going to be brought to salvation. Jesus is the captain of our salvation, and he is a very important captain. Did you hear that? It says here, for it became him for whom are all things. So everything that we see around us was for him. It was created for him. And not only that, it was also created by him. It says, and by whom are all things. Everything around us in creation was made for him, including us. Now, and he is the captain of our salvation because we are desperately sinful and wicked by nature. He's the captain of our salvation. And what this word also means is pioneer. It means forerunner, children. If you think about an army that needs to be led into battle to fight, there is a captain and he goes before. That's what it means. He leads the way. He leads into victory. Now, what is our enemy? These days we sometimes hear people talk about enemies, different enemies. Think about the virus. As if that's the greatest enemy there is. Or think about being locked in the home. Children, you probably don't like it to stay in the home. Sometimes it's difficult, right? But is that our greatest enemy? Is our greatest enemy, as some people think, well, you know, the government, what are they going to do after all this is over? Are they going to grab for power? Is that our enemy? No, children, boys and girls, you know it. Right? Our greatest enemy is sin. And that brought us death, virus including, and that brings us to hell if we are not saved. That's an enemy. And through sin, you and I are in the bondage of the devil. The devil has hold on you and he will lead you into sin. Tempt you to sin. If he can, he wants to drag you along to hell. That's our real enemy. And now here this text is saying Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation. He's going to bring many sons and daughters to glory. How is he going to do that? He's going to fight our battle. He came to our battleground here in this world where sin was ruling. Sin is ruling in your, my heart. He comes to your battleground by the Holy Spirit when he gives us faith and renews us. And he wins the battle on behalf of sinners like you and me. And he gives us graciously the victory. He shares what he has done. Children, I think you know the history of David and Goliath, right? David is like the Lord Jesus. And Goliath is like that cruel enemy. Goliath can easily be compared with the devil, can't he? The devil is cruel. He's a killer. He wants to drag us off to hell. Goliath was a killer. He is cruel. He wants to kill David and all Israel if possible. He was mocking David when he came. And so he does with Christ. Remember on the cross? They were mocking him. And so he does with us when we try to fight our sins. He says, oh, you're never going to have the victory over your sins.
Do you really think? He tries to sow doubt in our hearts. That's what Satan does. And he is strong. He's stronger than us. We easily are tripped up by sin. Easily. But now Jesus Christ comes and enters our battlefield. He became man like us. And what does he do? Just like David. David comes to Goliath. He has just a sling and a stone, and he slings it around, and the stone flies through the air and hits the forehead of Goliath. And then David runs up to Goliath, and he takes his sword and he cuts off his head. So Christ has won the big victory for us. How? On the cross. On the cross. He became man like us. And this text says he became captain of our salvation. He was made perfect by suffering. Going to that cross. That's where he won the victory. And then he rose victorious from the dead. We have remembered that. Good Friday. Resurrection Sunday. How glorious this victory is in Jesus Christ. And now what does he do? Just like David, who won for all of Israel was free after he won the battle, so it is. All those who trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are free, set free, no longer in the prison cell of our sins, no longer being dragged off to hell when we are trusting in this captain of our salvation who killed sin on the cross, Satan on the cross, crushed his head, took off his head, and therefore he can give us salvation. So, do you trust this king? Do you trust this captain of salvation, I should say? You know, he goes before you. He gives everything that you need. You may ask everything that you lack to fight this battle against sin. And then you simply need to follow him. And he gives you the power of his Holy Spirit who comes in you, who then teaches you to fight this battle against your sin, because in our own strength we will never overcome. And when you fall, yes, we sometimes fall into sin. We sometimes struggle with sin a lot, and then we may come in confession, and we come to this captain of our salvation, and we say, I plead the fact that he has won the battle for me. And so we put on the truth of God, the whole armor of God. He gives that to us, and therefore we fight. With the battle, in this battle, we take the sword, we take the shield, we take the armor, and we dress up in the gospel of Jesus Christ, his victory, trusting his promises. That's our protection. And you know what? Are you enrolled in this battle? Come enroll. If you struggle with sin, he can give you everything that you and I lack. Come to him, pray to him, ask him, trust him, receive from him everything that you don't have. And then he will lead you into final victory. That final victory when every tongue will confess and every knee will bow that Jesus Christ is captain of our salvation. Yes, Lord of all. Everyone. Even the rebels have to confess it. Even if you have never wanted to confess him, if you have never trusted, you will one day confess. But may you already now experience that sin and death and hell is no longer your captain through Jesus Christ. And may you then know that he leads you all the way as a son or a daughter, all the way to glory. All the way to glory. When you trust in him through the power of the Spirit, so that you go to glory where there is no sin, no death, no devil, but Christ, your captain of your salvation. What a glorious captain is he. Trust him today. Amen.